sure gotta climb a lot of steps to get to this Capitol building here in Washington. Well, I wonder who that sad little scrap of paper is.
I'm just a bill. Yes, I'm only a bill. And I'm sitting here on Capitol Hill. Well, it's a long, long journey to the Capitol City. It's a long, long wait while I'm sitting in committee. But I know I'll be a law someday. At least I hope and pray that I will. But today I am still just a bill.
Gee, Bill, you certainly have a lot of patience and courage.
Well, I got this far. When I started, I wasn't even a bill. I was just an idea. Some folks back home decided they wanted a law passed, so they called their local congressman, and he said, "You're right, there ought to be a law." And he sat down and wrote me out and introduced me to Congress, and I became a bill. And I'll remain a bill until they decide to make me a law. I'm just a bill. Yes, I'm only a bill. And I got as far as Capitol Hill. Well, now I'm stuck in committee, and I'll sit here and wait while a few key congressmen discuss and debate whether they should let me be a law. I hope and pray that they will, but today I am still just a bill.
Those congressmen arguing. Is all that discussion and debate about you?
Yeah, I'm one of the lucky ones. Most bills never even get this far. I hope they decide to report on me favorably, otherwise I may die.
Die?
Yeah, die in committee. Oh, but it looks like I'm going to live. Now I go to the House of Representatives and they vote on me.
If they vote yes, what happens?
Then I go to the Senate and the whole thing starts all over again.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. I'm just a bill. Yes, I'm only a bill. And if they vote for me on Capitol Hill, well, then I'm off to the White House where I'll wait in a line with a lot of other bills for the president to sign. And if he signs me, then I'll be a law. How I hope and pray that he will. But today I am still just a bill.
You mean even if the whole Congress says you should be a law, the president can still say no?
Yes, that's called a veto. If the president vetoes me, I have to go back to Congress and they vote on me again, and by that time you're so old.
By that time, it's very unlikely that you become a law. It's not easy to become a law, is it?
No, but how I hope and pray that I will. But today, I am still just a bill.
He signed your bill. Now you're a law.
Oh, yes.
Welcome to Voices Carry Live. My name is Randy Scott. This is a podcast broadcasting live from the beautiful village of Cary. We are broadcasting live on X, Rumble, and YouTube to your home or wherever you're watching. The show is marketed to residents of Cary, but if you're not from Cary, fear not. This is a show to have voices heard and to create a stronger fabric of community rather than just social media posts. So welcome. And we started off with the bill, I'm Just a Bill song. You might remember that from school. I remember it from school because I don't, we don't really talk about national politics. I made it a point never to really talk about national politics on this program. But I wanted to bring up something because I believe I told myself maybe I'll bring it up if it's like influential or if we're currently walking through history. And I think we've had a lot of moments throughout the recent years of where we feel like we're walking through history. But currently, there is a bill being debated on in Congress. And it's a continuing resolution bill. And what I see is possibly a history page being carved out that future generations might read about. And it has to do with your voices. How your voices come into this is that the internet has had its guardrails almost removed to where a lot of people, no matter on which side of the aisle you're on, you can voice your opinion. And if it's false, it'll get checked. And it's almost like we go back in the day of when we went and we actually did. Oh, yeah, by the way, there's a Christmas tree. I haven't gone mad. I moved the Christmas tree up. I'm going to get to that in a second. But it was down here. I moved it up. It's not. This is not its final resting place. Don't worry. But when we gone through history, and with voices, the guardrails of internet have been freed up, and no matter which, no matter what politics you have, it's a good thing, because it's both voices are elevated, and false claims are checked, and it's almost like we're in school again with checking our sources and checking our primary sources and doing MLA bibliographies. And I didn't enjoy it at the time, but if I see the especially the primary sources referencing now, when the internet was just coming on the scene, we had to do this one site page and find out, is this site credible? And we had to attach it to our paper. And your voices now more than ever, like them or not, Elon Musk has a platform that we broadcast live on called X, formerly Twitter. And it's a platform that he's really freed up and created some checks and balances for free speech. And that ties in with Voices Carry, to where, you know, I've mentioned before that there's barriers to entry to government or local government or business. Those are just there to intimidate. I don't like cynicism. It's my least favorite quality. I have never been one to... Well, let me say this. I'm always one to ask questions, and not just to be a rebel, but just to be like, well, it's the way we've always done things, but is it the best for our future and for our kids? And, you know, you should never be intimidated. There's a lot of things in not just government, but in business as well, that are meant to intimidate, not like a bouncer at a nightclub, you know, with their arms crossed. But subtly, to where, you know, I don't understand that term. That's got to be above my pay grade. A lot of those are peppered in to things to discourage and beat down. And you should never be discouraged or beaten down. You should always ask questions. If you come across a hurdle, like the Marines say, adapt, achieve, and overcome. Find out what it means. Put it in a tool in your toolbox to where you can reference back to it. The reason why the Christmas tree is here, the current bill that they're voting on is called a continuing resolution bill. And there's a term called Christmas tree. We learned this back in, I remember it's called a Christmas tree bill, because I actually have a prop that I left in the other room, of course. I'll bring it back after I go through this. But it's called a Christmas tree bill because everything is, there's little things put on to it. So I need my prop. Hold on. I lost all the blueies. This is a ream of paper. If you're a fan of The Office, you've heard them call it a ream of paper. It's 500 sheets. And this is what they're referring to as a Christmas tree in Congress. So you have 500 sheets of paper times three. That's the current bill that they're voting on. That's how long it is. And what they often do, and it's a whole process. It's crafted. And the reason why I'm excited about it is I'll get to that in a second. Pretend this is a vital thing for, say, hurricane relief. this single piece of paper saying, we're going to release funds for hurricane relief or any sort of needed thing to be done that has urgency. They'll pepper that in and put it right in there like that. And in here, there'll be a whole grab bag full of other things. In 1956, Time Magazine article discussing a farm bill where Senator Clinton Anderson remarked, this bill gets more and more like a Christmas tree. There's something on it for nearly everyone. So what he was referring to is that, so you have this really needed thing sandwiched in here. And we got to get this done. And it's often done around Christmas because congressmen and women have families, and they say if you say no to this, it's not only going to look bad politically, but we're going to be here a long time. You better call the family, and that's a little unethical. And recently, they're getting checked on it. Because not only do we have technology to go through, like I said, like him or hate him, Elon Musk has created a platform to where now these bills are able to be sifted through, and that sort of stuff is called out. And with your voices, it gets amplified. And then not only the ethical considerations get considered, but also it moves into political considerations, which unfortunately a lot of these, some of these folks consider more than ethical considerations. Going back a few years, the Federal Reserve Act of 1913, that is when our gold standard moved away from our dollar, and the value of the dollar was moved away from being backed. The Federal Reserve Act of 1913, as originally enacted on December 23rd, consisted of 31 pages in its printed form. So going back to 1913, 31 pages to 1,500 pages, that's substantial. And something like the Federal Reserve, you can see how long, like we're still living under the Federal Reserve Act. Like things that get passed have implications that will tremble through history. So it's important to hold our representatives accountable for what they pass. And I believe that we're seeing that right now. So that's why I don't bring up national politics often, but when I see history happening, I really encourage you to visit X or any other platform and look into what's currently going on, because now more than ever, your voices are being heard. And it's really about progress for the betterment of a better union. So, I thought that was a nice point that happened, and we do have local events. I just thought I'd take a moment to kind of dive into that a little bit. I always enjoy history. And especially when it's being made, especially by people getting involved like you. So this is where you want to be, to shout your voices at the rooftops, and that's why we're here. Welcome to Voices Carry.
They come from London. Their music you will find very different. Thank you.
Metro commuters, your attention, please. The next Metro train approaching your station will be a Metro Express train and will not stop.
Welcome to Voices Carry. My name is Randy Scott. Thank you for joining me with that bill. That was important to me to convey and to do myself. It was really exciting to see that happening. And I don't know what I'm going to do with all that paper now. I put it, you can see it right here. I think it might just be a prop. I think it might be a prop now, 1,500 pages. Well, welcome. And yesterday we had our live village board meeting watch party, and that's part of it, folks, is getting involved. That's all at a national level, way out in DC. But sometimes some of that playbook shows its head locally, and that's why it's important to be vocal and watch out for your family and your neighbor. Yesterday, our village live stream, the Village of Cary proposed a apartment complex right off of 31, and that is they're looking at blowing through New Haven Drive and making it New Haven Road. And if you can, that's Walmart at the top left of your screen. And if you see the tree barrier there at the bottom of Walmart's and see the cul-de-sac, they want to blow that through to 31 on the far left side of your screen. And then all that will be apartments. So if you're excited about it, let us know. If you're not excited about it, also let us know. And that will definitely shape Cary. From that turning into a nice cul-de-sac, end of the road play area, which many folks moved into, and that was a selling point, to potentially being a thoroughfare that will be recognized by Google Maps and probably get people where they're going. My X feed, we broadcast live on X, but then also the village had a survey for their budget, and it was it's nice to see that the village is putting out a survey. But the thing that I was wanting is to see the results from it, but the results are not made public. So what I was thinking is that on Twitter or X, they have the ability of when you post to make a poll. So I was considering taking the survey questions and transferring them to posts and leaving that just up there and seeing what happens. I don't see how it could hurt, but at least the numbers will be maybe a few other questions I can pepper in as well, just to give some feedback of the results and to you know, I really don't know of a reason why that it wouldn't be made public, but I'm interested in knowing what your voice is. So I might do that. So be on the lookout. Portillo's, I should have started off with this because it's coming up on 7 o'clock. And Deer Path Elementary School has a Portillo's fundraiser going till 8 p.m. So if you have not cooked and you're pulling your hair out, listening to Voices Carry and my Just for Radio face, go to Portillo's and support Deer Path. Tonight, head on over to Portillo's between 5 and 8 p.m. to support Deer Path PTO and students. 20% of the proceeds. Cary Grove Cheerleading says, happy holidays from CG Cheer. Had a great time celebrating together with cocoa, crafts, and gifts. That looks like a fun time. Merry Christmas to you all. And then also, girls basketball, Cary Grove basketball booster says it's game day. Girls basketball is heading to Burlington Central tonight. Tip off at 5:30 for JV and JV2 followed by varsity at 7. So coming up in 8 minutes, tip off for varsity. Go CG. Local business, Cary Gymnastics Center is celebrating 20-year anniversary. This is quite a large open area complex for gymnastics and just overall fun. Throwing it back 9 years to our grand reopening of the newly renovated gym. This day was magical and filled with community fun and laughter. Looking back on the past 20 years reminds me of what our original purpose was for opening a gymnastics place. We wanted a place for kids and family to come and create wonderful memories and have a home away from home. While it was not, hasn't always been easy, I think our goal has been and continues to be accomplished. Cary Gymnastics is just a place, though it is all of you that make it more. The coaches give Cary Gymnastics its heart. The children give Cary Gymnastics its laughter and joy. The parents give Cary Gymnastics its sense of community. We thank you all for 20 years and putting life and love into Cary Gymnastics. Thank you to that business for bringing your love to Cary. And Fox River Grove is reporting. The Village of Fox River Grove is pleased to announce that it has been selected to receive a $600,000 open space land acquisition and development grant from Illinois Department of Natural Resources. So we'll watch what they're doing with that. That sounds fun. And then in closing, this is a Christmas Story house from the movie A Christmas Story. This is in Cleveland, Ohio, and that's from then on top and then now on the bottom. That Cleveland, Ohio, we all know that Cleveland rocks, according to Drew Carey. And I can't thank you enough for joining me today on Voices Cary. Peppered in a little bit of history and some local events. It's always a fun day when we can do that. And if you have anything, comments about the recent Village Board and their decisions and what they're bringing in, first, you know, voice your opinion to the Village, but then also go to Voices Cary at voicescary@proton.me. That's our email address, is voicescary@proton.me. And then you can reach us on any social media platform. And then if you're audio only, you may... wherever you get your podcast from. I always cringe every time I hear that on the radio. It seems so dismissive. Like, we're available wherever you get your podcast from. Wherever. Well, they're all special to me. And I'm standing by that. Thank you again for joining me. And I look forward to seeing you tomorrow with some more current events. And who knows what history has in store for us. Just keep making it. We'll see you tomorrow.
You're confirmed at T minus 10 seconds.
In counting, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Reach for the sky.
Huh?
This town ain't big enough for the two of us.
What?
Somebody's poisoned the water hole.
It's busted.
Who are you calling busted, Buster? That's right. I'm talking to you, Sid Phillips. We don't like being blown up, Sid. Or smashed, or ripped apart.
We?
That's right. Your toys.
Mama! Mama!
play nice.